fish it all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Oh, yeah. It's time for a fish report. Leaf is here. And, well, things are, as always, a little bit different than they were last time we got together.
You bet.
One thing is, it's a little bit colder. And I'm guessing that's brought on some changes.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet. It is. It's slowing to a crawl, or it's freezing already.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures of some locals up ice skating on Cutthroat Lake up there on the pass.
Oh.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Just having that as a backdrop as you're skating.
There's a real outdoor arena for you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of, that's the theme for the high country. It's frozen.
Yeah.
You know, ice skating or ice fishing is what you're doing up there. But down here, the still water is starting to creep to a crawl. I looked down yesterday as I was moving along the lake, and like I was telling you before we got on the air, literally just saw a fish sitting on its belly on the bottom, looking up at me like, seriously, and darted away like, oh, really? Oh,
don't make me move.
Yeah, leave me alone. And, you know, the last few days of fishing kind of, you know, reflected that.
Yeah.
Couple fish in a handful of hours. Nice fish, but, you know, it's definitely time to start switching gears is what they've been telling me.
And you're switching in what way? I'm guessing you're moving around. I know you've got your ear to the ground all the time about
Absolutely.
Where it's good.
Yeah, I wish I could just kind of make a transporter unit because, you know, like on Star Trek, their teleporter or whatever, because, you know, the dogs are starting to come in, the chum over on the Skagit, kind of early, but still they're starting in. Okay. I really like them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They have a reputation for not being the favored meat fish, but, you know, between them and the pinks for sure, and the coho, they are just, and really, it could be argued of all the salmon in some cases, they can be some of the best fight, or, you know, between their propensity to want to bite and fight, it's pretty good. You know, they'll take off like a rocket. They have the tendency, at least I remember when working with them, to not want to turn until they hit something, which was always great when it was your shin. You'd hear them bounce off the concrete wall right next to you, like, whoa, holy cow. you know, and then couple that with some big old teeth as they start to mature, like we were talking about last week with the cool purple pink camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
Really neat look. A lot of them I've seen in the pictures lately, though, been pretty chrome bright, not really any kind of color coming through them.
Up on the Skagit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just fine with me. And so, yeah, be looking at that. Also kind of tempted, though, this last few weeks to head down to the Yakima. And, you know, when we were talking last time, it was all for naught kind of out there at Rufus, but it sounds like, according to one of my buddies I ran into over at Glover Street while getting some lunch, man, looked pretty good to me from his pictures.
Oh, okay.
He and his girlfriend, a tribal gal from up on the Colville there, doing really good on Rufus.
I'm trying to recall what it was you said, but I thought maybe you had said that...
The low flows and high temps.
Yeah, so I
kind of been.
I wonder if that changed or as well, temp obviously, but flows.
Well, and you know they've been releasing a lot of fish into there. That one's kind of, you know, it's a very artificial.
Well, yeah,
and in that case, they would be correct in said movie to say that these are net pin fish. Yes, there is a difference between that and a hatchery. It's kind of like a zoo and a animal rescue center, but we won't get into that too far.
No,
but anyway, it does make for an easy and quick sport fishery up there. So I think it's because they've been dumping so many fish into there. A lot of them I saw were triploids, but you know, this is the time of the year where, you know, I don't know if you've been noticing the meadow has been up in flow too. So I imagine a lot of the tributaries have been as well.
Okay.
So that'll pump some more water through. That'll push some more of those red band over Grand Coulee, believe it or not. And they do pretty well in that system as well. So it's kind of one of those never know what you'll get grab bags there. So Rufus is always fun for that. And there again, as we always say, you're driving right past the Big O. So you might as well just stop there sometimes, too.
Okay, just hope your truck's in good shape.
Right, yeah, well, I'm kind of driving her right to the end of her life. She's at about 267,000 miles, so I might be in the market for another one out there if anybody's listening.
But it's those easy fishing miles.
That's right, easy fishing miles, so easy. But, you know, I also wanted to mention, coming up here towards the end of the month, I wanted to I'll get together on the evening of the 22nd. Probably get together there at the tap room.
Yeah.
The OSB's tap room down here at Twist Works, right next to where we're at right now. And do a little winter midge fly tying session.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, so we'll just get together. We'll kind of work on things like the Griffith's Gnat, this cool little soft tackle that I started using last year. It's kind of like a Quill Gordon, but a soft soft tackle mm-hmm. wet version mm-hmm. of the kind of like the traditional dry Cahill. So, but for underwater, for swinging mm-hmm. off the bottom, ticking along for those whitefish that we'll be looking so forward to yeah. Getting back onto the Met How for starting okay. December 1st.
Now,
so.
Is this something that a beginner fly tire could get into? Man.
Absolutely. These patterns, you can't get much easier than the midge patterns. A lot of the time, it is not much more than some black thread, some wire, and maybe one feather or a bead head or some dubbing and maybe a piece of flash. You know, it's usually a three-part recipe.
Okay.
One of those real simple ones, like the Chronomid, which I started on.
Well, I'll tell you, and if anybody's listening who wanted to try this, keep this in mind. So what's the date again?
It'll be the evening of the 22nd there at the OSB Tap Room. I'm just going to do a donation there for fly tying materials and whatever you think the time is worth there. And, you know, yeah, like absolutely, like you say, anybody that's even just looking forward to getting into fly tying, I'm going to bring down some vices. I got about a half dozen of those, and I'll have all the materials. And
cool.
And before you know it, yeah, you'll be cranking out your own, and I love almost as much, I think, as or more than the people do that get the tie those flies to hear about them catching fish on them. So mm-hmm. I love seeing that smile on their face when they say they did it.
And there's nothing like hooking a fish on a fly that you tied.
Yeah, I know, you know that, right?
It's the best.
Yeah, so
I think,
you know, you can always pick up some of that gear over there at North 40. They mm-hmm. They just have a ton of stuff. That's where I'll be going to dial it all in for this over there at the fly shop in the OMAC location. And they're also coming out with the OMAC, the 8-weight that'll be just for fishing the Big O and Rufus Woods. Look forward to that coming out here. I believe it's December is when they're hoping to have it out on the shelves.
Now, is this the first model? We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, we're hoping to get a skater punk version for the Met How. And we're kind of in talks about how that'll be developed. But, you know, you're kind of like a year behind, obviously, and all the manufacturing and stuff. So I talked to them about it when I first heard about the OMAC and everything, and that they were going to do these regional rod setups, which I think is an awesome idea.
Neat idea.
It's such a specialized, like I've been told by a lot of clients, and different way than they've ever really fished that mm-hmm. they'll fish with me sometimes. So cool. I look forward to a rod that's catered just to that. But for now, we can look forward to one that's just for pulling those big old lunkers on Rufus and on Big O. It'll be kind of a long and medium action made for long casts with decent sized streamers and stripping streamers and stuff like that. Super cool.
Very.
So yeah, check them out at north40flyshop.com. And I want to thank our friends over there at Drift Waiterco in Bellingham for keeping me warm and dry all winter and all year long. And you know, if you want to book a trip or would you like some fishing tips, you just give me a call at 509-429-7298. You can send me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can listen to the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. It's way past fall now. It's getting real cold. So get that fish right on while you stay warm, baby.
10 pounds points on it by the cream. You got a nine tuck him on the mama. Say it's real gone. Come on, it's bold and it's light. He was going fishing and my mama's going fishing and the baby going fishing.